Bessel Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Shishi, the sixth chapter in the Rambam Silchas Nazirus, in the laws of Nazirus and the Seif HaFlo, which Rambam continues now regarding what undoes the Nazirus that he had counted up until this point. As Rambam begins in Halacha Aleph regarding the prohibitions of drinking wine or of cutting the hair, so Nazir Shashasa Yain, if a Nazir drank wine, which is prohibited, V'achol Yitzim Legefen, who eats something that's a derivative from the grape, Afil Yom Rambam, even for many days, it's not going to undo his counting of his Nazirus days, even for one day, because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that only Tumma is Saiser, only the prohibition of Tumma, which is one of the three elements, and not that of wine. And let's say he cut off some of a minority of the hairs of his head, whether by mistake, whether deliberately, it's not going to go ahead and demolish his Yemei Nazirus. Now, if the majority of the hairs of his head were cut, were shaved off, whether with a razor or something similar to a razor, and it wasn't left over from the hairs, so that you could bend over the tip of the hair to the root, and that's whether deliberately by mistake, and even the bandits forcibly shaved off his hair, it's still going to demolish from the counting of his days, 30 days, Ashilei Pera, until he has longer hair, Va'achkach Maskelimnes, and only then does he start to count. As Rambam says, Aloch Beis Ketzad, how so? Not the Nazirus Meyim. Let's say he took a vow of Nazirus for 100 days. And after 20 days into the count, Nizkalach Reis Reishai, however it happened, the majority of the hairs of his head got shaved off. He has to wait 30 days, Achiyir Besar Reish, until it increases the hair on his head. And then after those 30 days, then he counts the 80 days, which is to remaining to supplement the days of his Nazirus. Now, and the halacha is that requires, we need to have a gidol pera, so that's the technicality of sa'ar reishai, which that takes 30 days to get, and therefore you have to wait for a 30-day period. Now, all those 30 days, called the Duke of Nazirus, he still has all the precision of all the halachas and Nazirus in him. He has all the halachic requirements, Elish Eino Elimin Aminya. It's just not counted from the counting of how many days he has to keep for his Nazirus. Now, Halacha Gimel, however, regarding the third prohibition, that of Tumas Mess, says the Rambam, Nazir Shenitma, the Nazir that became Tummy, Bein Bezadim and Mishkog, whether deliberately by mistake, my fellow Timu Goyim Bainis, and even if non Jews, if Gentiles forcibly forced him to become Tummy, as the Pasuk says, "V'chayames mesel abepesta pissim," which that includes by mistake, deliberately, or even forcibly, sasrako, it undoes everything he had counted up until now. And megaleich teglachas tuma, he has to first go ahead when he becomes tar, shave off his hair as part of the procedures of having become tummy, and maybe karbanis tuma. Then he brings the karbanis on the eighth day of his tuma for the purification process. And then he starts over again to count the days of Nazirus that he'd taken upon himself. Like it says in the Pasuk Midbar, the first days, they fall away. And even if he became Tummy on the last day of his counting of Nazirus, at the end of the day, it undoes the whole thing. He's got to start all over again. Now, let's say he becomes Tummy the day after he finishes Nazirus. That's a day when he would have brought the karbonos of his tahara had he not become tamei. Well, then it's only going to undo a 30-day count. Now, the reason for that is because let's say he took a 100-day naziris. Day 101 is only exer drabanan because of day 100, because people might confuse the two, and therefore the rabbanon were not so stringent to make it that you have to do another 100 days. Rather, like a stam naziris, which is that of 30 days. Now, b'kitzi asas, how should he do? So maybe Karbanis Tumma Kishayata, so he became Tummy day 101, whatever it is, the day after he finishes Nazirus. So he brings, when he becomes Tahar, he brings the Karbanis of having become Tummy. Umagaleich Teglachas Tumma, and he shaves off the hair as one who had became Tummy. Umaschal Limnis Nazir Shlesh, remember, he starts counting Nazirus, like we said, only of 30 days. Umagaleich Teglachas Tahar, and then he goes and shaves the shaving of his head in purity. Maybe Karbanis Tahar, and then he brings the Karbanis of Tahar. Now the nitma achash nizikul love echem nadam, but let's say he became tummy on the day after, which is the day he brings the karbanas, and he only became tummy after already the blood of one of the karbanas that he's bringing already was sprayed. Then in the seisakulim, then it doesn't undo anything from his naziris, because the pasuk says va'achar yishta nozayin. Achar means after any act that he does towards his conclusionary procedures, which is any one of his karbanas, already he could already drink. He's already done with it, so he cannot undo it already. Eliyavishar Karbanis Tara Shalai Kishayata, rather, He's tummy now, so obviously he cannot bring his other karbanos, but it doesn't undo his naziris. So rather, when he becomes tara, then he brings the remaining karbanos that he had not yet brought in the state of purity. Halacha, nitma v'yem shel achrav. Let's say he becomes tummy the day after that, meaning we spoke about the final day of his naziris, which that undoes everything. We spoke about the day after, which is the day he brings his karbanos, which that would undo 30 days if it was before the blood of the karbanos was sprayed. Let's say the day after the day he normally brings his karbanos. Let's say on a regular naziris of 30, it would be day 32. Shehu yom shero legad del seir. That's a day already where he is ready, fit to already have started growing his hair. And the girsa here is oi, but there are many who bring the words to be ilu. Gilach achem alois. Had he already cut off his hair the day after he finished, which is the day normally that you would do that, because that's when you bring your karbanos. So here when it's the day after that, hari ze enesei seklum, so this is not going to undo anything. Even though he didn't yet do the ceremonial cutting of the hair, because Sharei Shalom HaNazirs, he already finished his Nazirs. And B'chol Shenitpala, and anything that's secondary to that, is all included, which the day he brings his Karbanos, which is the day after, which was the day before this day, everything was really done, so already although he didn't cut his hair, but he's already bypassed his Nazirs, and it's not going to be Seis or anything. Halacha Vav. Nitman B'yem Shenadar Oy Basheini. Let's say he became tummy all the way in the beginning, the day he took the vow of Naziris, or day two, then ain't a Seiser. Interestingly, there it's not Seiser anything. Ella mashma leim, achashe b'karboni. Rather, what you do is that you'll supplement on those days after he brings his carbon, meaning when he becomes tar from his tumma, which is in the aid of his tumma, he just finishes off, meaning he's not going to undo those day one, day two. He became tummy, he can't count those days of tumma, but when he becomes tar again, he'll just continue where he left off. He'll go to day three or day two, respectively. Why? Shnemar says in the pasuk, "Bayamim harishayim yiplu." It says the earlier days in the plural they'll fall away, which means to say the halacha of stiras ad shiyushem shnei yom rishayim until there is at least two earlier days, and therefore if it's only on day two, which he doesn't have two full days yet, so then you don't have the halacha of stira. So lefikach, therefore, since the pasuk was only particular if you have at least two first days, in nitmah meshlishib halah, yeah, become tummy from day three and on, that you have 2 days that could fall apart, then seisah kala kamin, then it's going to undo whatever was done before. But day one and day two wouldn't have that halacha. Halacha zayin. Nadar ben nazir. Someone took a vow of naziris, v'hu tamei meis, and he was already tummy from a dead person before he took upon himself his vow of naziris. So, chalol of naziris, the vow of naziris takes effect on him, and therefore when he becomes tar from his tumma, is when he's going to start doing his naziris in a state of purity, meaning he does not have to take a new kabbalah of naziris. It's already taking effect on him. Now, v'mnitma pamacheres, if when he's still tamei, he becomes tamei another time, oishasayan drinks wine, agilach, or he cuts his hair, which is one of the three prohibitions, and he's doing this when he's still tamei, like he's going to get lashes because the naziris took effect. Although it's not being counted yet until he becomes tar, but he has these prohibitions, and therefore he's going to get lashes for it. Now, v'mishab to masa kamayam. Now, if he remains in this tumma for many days, so then ein oilin loy. So this is not going to be counted towards counting of naziris of tahara, which only starts afterwards. Achayaza shlishu shvi until he gets sprayed with the paraduma waters day 3, day 7, v'yit pabashvi, and he goes and immerses himself in the mikvah on day 7 for his tumma, like any tummy mass who requires hazah and tvila. And v'yim shvi shaloi day 7. It's going to count for his counting of Naziris of Tahara. Specifically for this case, who the guy who took the vow was already tummy. So he starts counting his Naziris from day 7 after he gets sprayed on day 7 and he goes to the mikvah. The reason for this is because in this case, he doesn't bring any carbon for his tumma because he already was tummy before he became a Nazir. So he doesn't have to wait for the next day, which is generally when you have to start counting, which is when the day you bring your karbanos. Here he's not bringing the karbanos, so he starts already counting day 7. But let's say a nazir that was tar, that became tummy after he already started counting 2 days from into his naziris, then he's not going to start counting only from day 8 and onwards, which is the day that he brings his karbanos, and only then could he resume counting. In contrast to our case, which is already from day 7. Now, let's say a similar case, but different. Someone that took a vow, and he took it while he was in the cemetery. So again, here also Nazir's Chalalav, the vow of Nazir is going to take effect. So although he's Tameh, like we said in the previous halacha, it's going to take effect. Now, Vafilashah Sham Kamayalim. Now, even if he remains there many days, so in Oilno, he's not going to count towards his Naziris because he's in a state of Tumah. And moreover, Vilaikal Shiyasa Sham. He's going to get lashes if he delays the amount of time that he can bow down by just remaining there in the state of Tumah while he's a Nazir. conscious of the previous halacha, he already was tummy. Here he's remaining in the state of active tumah by being in the cemetery. Now, if they warn him not to take the naziris over there, because you can't take it over here, you're tummy, and the tummy person is not allowed to be a nazir. So some add on to the gersoys over here that he gets lashes and einam megaleich sa'aray kishyot misham. And even though he's going to get lashes, he's not going to cut his hair when he leaves over there. Because that halacha is only when you bring karbanis, and he doesn't have that over here like we said in the previous halacha. Now, v'mit misham beveisa kvaris. Now, if he gets tummy over there in the cemetery, ba'achas minat tumos, and specifically one of the types of tumos, shan nozim megaleich aleim, that the nazir would have to go ahead and cut his hair on them, which the Ram is going to explain later on in the next parak, halacha beis tavav. In contrast, regarding the cemetery, as Ram will explain over there in Halacha Vav and Zion, actually he does not go ahead and cut off his hair. So although he's tummy, but if he would become the type of tumah, and we said so because he's in the basic forest, he does not make a lechasa sa'aray. But let's say while being in the cemetery, he would actually come in contact with a tumah that would actually require him to cut his hair, then in megalech, he's not going to cut his hair, vein may become a tumah, and still he's not going to make a karma of tumah. The reason for that is because since he was tummy before he became a nazir, so he's not going to make a karma of tumah. And whatever does not bring a karma of tumah does not bring a tekelachas tumah. So although generally that would require him to cut his hair, but even so, even in this case, where he's having these types of tumahs that are nazir megalechalin, but since he was really preemptive as a tumah person, so even though it was just in the basic kvaris, and he's adding on this more severe, it's not going to require him to be megalech and bring a karma of tumah. Halacha test. Let's say he entered into the cemetery, Beshida, Teba, Migdal, some type of a box, a container, a closet. And then his friend came along and took off the cover without his acquiescence, because if he did it deliberately, then we already explained this halacha in the previous parak. But the nitma becomes tummy now that he's in the airspace of the cemetery. So although he tarries over there, Ein Lake is not getting lashed, even if they warn him, because when he accepted upon himself the Naziris, he was permitted to because he was in a closed box. So it's possible, even though he's delaying over there, he's not going to get lashes. Avol makanas makas mardesim shom, but we do give him rabbinic lashes if he does remain over there, which is inappropriate. Halacha yud. Yatzim beis hakvaris v'shal yom. Okay, let's say he left the cemetery. And then he waits a few days without purifying himself, without spraying himself and immersing himself. V'chazav nechnas, and then he goes back into the cemetery. So the days that he was out of the cemetery are not counted towards his days of Naziris because he never purified himself in the middle, and it's all considered like one state of Tumah. And even if he's going to make himself Tumah later with a Naziris, like we said in the prior halacha, that he would have to cut his hair, he would not cut his hair, he would not bring a carbon because again, he never purified himself in between, just like as if he never left the cemetery. Now, but let's say he left the cemetery, but he's and he sprayed himself with the purifying waters, but Tavol and he immersed himself in the mikvah and he purified himself, and then the money yom in Nizros, and he counted days towards his Naziris, then v'chazal basic verse, then they go went back into the cemetery. Oh, then oisna yom shemana oilmoi. Then the days that he counted will count towards his days of Naziris. And the reason for that is because the tumah of the cemetery, even though it contaminates the Nazir for a period of 7 days, it does not seiser the prior days, and it's going to count towards his counting when he leaves the cemetery and he purifies himself, and then he'll just go ahead and complete that amount of days. As we said that there are certain ones that you are Megaleich and Seiser, and certain ones that are not. Now, Va'afila Nichnes B'yim Shmini Shalai. Even if he went in day 8, meaning day 8 from when he originally left the cemetery, and he started purifying himself, on day 8 he went into the cemetery, Hari HaShvi Shalai Oilu Lamin Aminyan. So the day 7 that he was out of the cemetery is going to be counted when he made himself Tahar. He doesn't have to go ahead and do 30 days. He could just do 29 days plus the 7th day, because that's considered like one day of his counting. In contrast, and that's the chiddush over here in the Rambam, regarding a Tahar Nazir that became Tami, where there he doesn't start counting, as we said this in Halacha Zayin, only from day 8 and on. So, and that's, there's an added level of chiddush over here in this Halacha. Although this Nazir was really Tahar that became Tami, because he already started counting some of the days after he became Tar, and then he's becoming now Tame now. But since the primary Naziris that he accepted was in the state of Tamo, he's in that category of Tame that became Tahar, which we said that he starts counting already from day 7, and that would be the same thing with this person. So even though he's only up to day 8, and he only had one day of purity because he had the 7 days of Tamo, that day 7 will be counted towards his days of Naziris. Now, the Nitmasham, now if he becomes Tame over there, Acher, with some other Tamo, Shenichnis ba'achas min ha'tumas shanozer megaleh chilin, that he goes into one of the tumas that the nazar, unlike a cemetery, the nazar would have to go in and cut off his hair. So then maybe carbon tumah. Then he will have to bring a carbon tumah. And the chiddush is that even though he already had the tumah of the cemetery, so it's already in a state of desecration, even so, the second tumah is going to take effect, which is more severe, to obligate him in the carbon and teklachas. And then v'seisa yom ha'kodim. So in this case, unlike when he was still inside, here where he left, became tar. So it's a composite of different things, but it does have the element that he's tar, and now he's having the nazar, the tumah that knows megalechalen, so you have to bring a karma tumah, but so he's going to lose the earlier days, and he's going to have to cut off his hair, the which all these three all share the same halachas, which is demolishing the days, bringing the karma tumah, and cutting the hair for a state of tumah. They all go together in that package, which he does have over here because he became tar, and now he's becoming back tumah again, unlike the one which was always tumah and never became tar, where even though he had the tumah shanazim galechlen, he wouldn't have, here he would have that halacha. Now, we continue in the next halacha, which Ram discusses regarding this that we spoke about. If it becomes tumah, he has to do tiklachas. Says Ram, tiklachas tumah ketzati. So what is this? How do we do this? The cutting of the hair for having become a person as a nazim. So a nazar shenitma ba'achas min ha'tumah shemegalechlen. So if a nazar becomes tumah with one of the types of tumas, like we said, has to be specific one, which he has to cut off his hair for that. So the procedure is like this. He goes and he sprays himself with the paradama waters, day 3 and day 7 of his purification process. He shaves off the hair of his head on day 7. And then after he sprays himself on day 7, he immerses himself in the mikvah. Like anyone who becomes tummy mess has the same procedure we just described. He waits for a sunset. And then maybe karbanis of b'shmini. On the next day, on day 8, he brings his karbanis. What are the karbanis of tumah? Either two turtle doves or two young pigeons. One's as a totally burnt sacrifice, one's as a sin offering. And the kevus ben shenasi la'ashem. They brings a lamb in its first year as an ashem. And the seisa kol yom ha'kodim, it undoes all the days that he had previously counted. And then he starts counting again from day 8 and on, his nezirus once again. Now, v'mikilach b'shmini, if he cut his hair on the day 8, maybe karbonaisa b'b'yem, then he brings karbonas on that day, meaning in contrast to a mitzayra, where if you cut off his hair on day 8 instead of day 7, you actually require tefillah after the giluach, and then he's going to have shemesh, and then he's going to have to do it on day 9. Here, although we said you do it on day 7, if you did it on day 8, you can still bring your karbanos on that day. Halachid beis. Now, ma'emes ha'maschal limnis. From when does he start counting his new naziris? It's mishiyah v'chatos. Once he already brings his chatos, which is one of the birds. But if he didn't yet bring his oil or his ashem, that's not ma'akah for him to be able to start counting again. The primary one is the chatas. Halachid gimel. Rishah, he's a bashlisha b'shvi v'loy tabal. Let's say, okay, he sprayed himself with the purification waters on day 3 and 7, but he didn't go into the mikvah. V'nesachah kam yom, and he delayed going to the mikvah for many days. Kishah yitvul, when he does immerse, yarav shemshi has to wait for sundown. And v'yavah karbanos l'malacha, and then he can only bring his karbanos the following day. And again, like we said, you can't start counting, at least until the chatas is brought. Now let's say tabal yarav shemshi. Let's say he immersed himself in the mikvah, and he had sundown. But ve'echa karbanos, he delayed bringing his karbanos. So in a maschal limnas achiyav echatas, and he cannot start counting until he brings at least the chatas. But the also b'shamim, he makvan nice kamesh random, but the oil and the asham are not ma'akev, as we explained in the previous halacha. Halacha yadalt. Kishem galecha nazar teklachas tumah. So when this nazar who became tummy, who has to shave off his hair because it became tummy, when he does the shaving, in the tzorch legalecha pesach hamikdash, does not have to go and shave off his hair by the entryway of the base of mikdash, which like the tahar nazar does when he finishes with the procedures, as Ram is going to explain in Parak Ches. Here he doesn't have to shave it off in the entry of the Beis HaMikdash. And V'loy L'Hashach Sari Al-Esh, he does not have those halachas of throwing his hair on the fire. And Uvein Shagilich B'Medina, whether he goes and he shaves off his hair in Yerushalayim, or B'Mikdash, or in the Beis HaMikdash, Sari Asabah No, his hair is going to be forbidden to have benefit from it, like the Pasuk says, B'Kidus HaShoresh, it's like Hektish, which is forbidden to have benefit from it. But Tag Gvura, and therefore it needs to be buried. Now, the Ephraim, if, let's say, he burnt it, the ashes also are also going to be forbidden. Ke'ev HaKol Nekvaram, like the ashes of anything that needs to be buried. Now, if someone does shave off his hair in the base of Mikdash, if he goes and he puts it beneath the cauldron of the fire that's cooking the Asham, then Yatza, he has to fill it over there again, although that's, like we said, that's not necessary, and halacha is that it should be buried. Halacha tezvav. Nazar should nitma tumas harbe. If a nazar contaminated himself in many different ways, whether they warned him regarding each and every one, whether they did not warn him regarding every single one. Either way, he's not going to bring for his fact that he violated and transgressed and became tummy, he's not going to bring more than one carbon, because warning is not effective for a carbon chatas. It's only effective regarding lashes, so it doesn't make a difference. Now, when do we say this? Shenitma pam shniya koydim shiyobi karbonis tuma harishain. It's only if it became tummy the second time around, before he ever brought his karbonis for having become tummy the first time. And v'avapish nesach kam yom achatar asig. Now, even though it's already delayed many days after he really became tar, koydim havois chatasay, but it's still before he brought his chatas. And v'nitma b'isa yom becomes tummy in those days. So he has not yet brought his carbon. So ain't maybe again, he's not going to bring more than one carbon because as long as he didn't bring his chatas, he didn't start counting in the Ziyas Tahara, as the Ram had said previously in Halacha Yud Gimel. So it comes out, it's just really one big extended tumah. So there's only one carbon. Avalim nitma v'tar, but let's became tummy, and then he already became tar. And then v'chatas, he already brought his chatas for that, which we said there's three carbonas when you become tar. V'nitma pam shniya achar shei v'chatas, then he became tummy a second time after he already brought his chatas. So af pishadain lohevi hashem ba'alosik. So although he didn't yet bring his ashram in his ayla, chayev b'karbanas achayev, he's going to be obligated in a whole new set of karbanas because he already started counting the system of tahara after he brought his chatas. So you're tar. Now become tamei, it's a whole new obligation. Halakha design, the Ram continues regarding if someone becomes aware of the fact that he became tamei at a later point in time. So nazar shegilach teglachas tar. Let's say nazar already cut off his hair, the whole ceremony in a state of purity, he finished his whole counting of his nazirs and he shaved off his hair. But then he actually finds out, he didn't realize, but he was tummy ready during the days of his Nazirs. So it depends. If it became tummy by something that's possible that someone in the world had known that this was a tummy entity, and that's what it turns out that he was tummy from, although he didn't know. So Sasakal, that undoes the whole thing that he counted. Maybe Karbanas Tumas, yes, and now bring Karbanas of Tumah, which he was, which he didn't know about. Umagalech Teglachas Tumah, now he has to then shave off the hair of when you were tummy. And then he starts, has to count again. Maybe Karbanas Tar, and then he has to bring the Karbanas of Tahara, which after that counting. That's if it's what's called Betumah Yidua. Now, Ve'im Betumas HaTohim Nitma, but let's say he became Tamei. He passed by an area where there was a grave in the depth, in the abyss, that no one ever knew about at all. And then it turns out that he had become Tamei that way. In a sense, it's not going to undo the counting that he had done. And that's something that's a tradition from the from Halacha Mishnah Sinai, that this is the halacha that if it turns out that it was a tumas atayim, that then that's not going to undo the nazirs that he had counted. Now, however, this is after he had finished everything, and he found out that it had been during his nazirs. Halacha Yitzayin, but ve'imachle nizig alavechem nadamim. But let's say he has not yet sprayed any one of the bloods of his karbanas that he's bringing when he finishes his Nazirs of Tahar. And Noida Shu Tameh finds that he was Tameh, oh, then Bein Betumah Yidua, Bein Betumah Zameh, then whether it was a known Tumah or an unknown Tumah, but he has not yet brought his Nazirs of Tahara that finished it to his Karbanah, then says it called, then even by what's called Tumah Stem, it's going to undo the whole counting. Now, Noida Lo Achash Nezik Echem Nadamah, but let's say he finds that after at least the blood of one of the Karbanahs was sprayed, then Avah Bishle Gilach, even though he didn't cut his hair yet, Hayel Betumah She'en Yiduhi, since it was an unknown Tumah. So then, in the sense, again, that's the equivalent of having already finished. So even though it didn't cut us here, it's not going to undo the counting that he done. Now, lochitchas ezohi tumas atem. What qualifies for a tuma of the depth? It's kol she'enod makira, is that no one had ever known about this. I feel the even at the other end of the world, which is like the tahaim, the abyss where we don't know how deep that is. No one's aware of it. That's the same thing regarding this tuma. Now, below Amr Tumas HaTayim, they didn't say this halach of Tumas HaTayim, Ilam Eis Bolvad, only for the laws of a corpse of a dead person, which is found deep inside the ground, and it's possible that no one ever knew that he died, or that he fell into a grave and then died. That's where we say the halach, that he died. Abul Harag, but if he was executed, if he was killed, then lay that not. Why? Because the guy who killed him knows about him. And therefore, although maybe no one ever knows besides him, he buried the person very deep down, that wouldn't qualify. So if you find out that he was killed, it won't qualify that retroactively to say, oh, that was a Tumas HaTayim, to exempt him from dismantling his counting. Halacha test. Now, Nimtza Hames Galoy. Let's say you find the corpse uncovered. So, for example, let's say the Nazar was in a cave, and you find the dead person floating on the opening of the cave, where you're not sure it became Tummy from him or not. It's a Tumas HaTayim. That will not qualify for Tumas HaTayim. Again, because he's revealed. Nimtza Veshukah B'Kakoyes Ma'ara. Let's say you find him submerged in the ground of the cave. V'amayim Agabah B'yam water on top of him. Or is it Tumas HaTayim? Shani Yidua. That is a Tumas HaTayim because it's not known. It's not out there in the open. Let's say he was buried in straw or in pebbles, in rocks, where it's possible no one ever knew about him dying because straw could roll from the wind and the rocks could also roll from place to place. So Harizah Tumas HaTayim, that would qualify as Tumas HaTayim. Let's say b'mayim b'afel. Let's say it's in water in the darkness, or in the kikar slum, or in the cracks of rocks. That inner tumas damim. That's not tumas atahoyim. And the reason for that is because since a person could look and it's not totally covered, so it's possible someone had looked and recognized him, and therefore that would not qualify as tumas atahoyim. Kedushin likes halacha halacha chav that nazar shnit b'beis. If a nazar became tumim from a dead person, okay, the yard v'tavel b'mar. So he went down to tavel in the cave. The heavy karbanos tuma, and he brings his karbanos of when he finishes having been tuma. Uman and naziris, he counts the naziris. The gilach teglachas tahara, and he goes and he shaves up his hair when he does his whole ceremony of finishing in the state of tahara. The achkach noidin. Now then he finds out shemeis hoy meshuka bekakoyes ma'ar because you're litvul in the cave that he had gone to tevel in. It turns out that there was a dead person who was actually submerged there in the mikvah. So api shetuma sheni do, although that's a tuma that's not known, it was hidden, sasakol, it still will undo everything. Why? Because this case is different. This person already had a presumption of tumah. He was a tummy person trying to purify himself by going into the mikvah. Oh, v'cheskes tummy. So the presumptive tummy person will remain tummy achiyita vadoi until he definitively goes and makes himself tar. And we don't say tumas atahim by a nazir remains tar only when he was tar and he will retain his tar. But here where he was tummy, then in the place where he's trying to make himself tahar, then you're not going to say tumas atahim. He's going to remain with his cheskes of tumah. Now, yard lahakar, let's say he didn't go to tevel himself to purify himself. Let's say he went just to cool off in the cave waters. Areza tar, then he's going to remain tahar. Achei ed shenaga, until he knows that he touched the dead person, because the suffix of the tumah, of tumas atahim, is not going to go ahead and contaminate it. Now, if he knows that he touched, so that's a tumah meis. But it's just that it's not going to be Seisei's Naziris, because since he finds out after one of the blood was sprayed, that's Tumas HaTahim, like we said before. Nimtza Hameit Safa Pnei Mayim. Let's say you find a dead person that's floating on the surface of the water. Harez V'cheskes Tamei. So that person will have a presumption of Tuma, because this is your regular, what's called Safik Tamei B'Shus HaYachid, in a private area, which is a Safik, is going to be Tamei. And the reason is Shechaskase Shenaga B'Zeh Shutzaf, because we presume that he touched this person who was floating on the surface of the water, and therefore this person was that had been there in that water is going to be tameh.